This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The House Resources Committee got an update on the traditional foods movement in Alaska. It's becoming more common for public facilities in the state to accept wild-harvested donations, such as deer or seafood. Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage even added seal soup to its menu. But places like schools, nursing homes, and hospitals have yet to incorporate one of the most requested subsistence foods. Melissa Klupach from the University of Alaska Anchorage College of Health called it Alaska's condiment.
Seal oil is a superfood. Basically, it has a high amount of omega-3s that are so healthy for us.
The state's food safety codes don't allow seal oil in public facilities yet. That's because it's been implicated in several botulism outbreaks in Alaska. Representative John Lincoln, a Democrat from Kotzebue, asked why a food considered safe to eat by many villages raised red flags. Klupach and a colleague explained the rendering process differs across Alaska. There's a lot of variability. Klupach told lawmakers there's still more work to be done to incorporate a variety of subsistence foods on the menu at public institutions. She encourages people to tell their stories.
That's how we can get these foods into our facilities and help heal our patients, help provide foods to the elders so they can eat the foods they've grown up on.
Manilac Health Center in Kotzebue is on the forefront of this effort. The long-term care facility there has been working with the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, the University of Wisconsin, and the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center to determine the safest rendering technique for seal oil, with the hopes of someday serving it to residents. State epidemiology test results show that a type E botulism outbreak hospitalized four people in Nome earlier this year. One of those patients, Thomas Mineta Luck Jr. of Little Diomede, died 13 days after the onset of symptoms. According to the Department of Health and Social Services, 14 people ate food during a potluck at the beginning of January. 9 people reported at least one possible botulism symptom, which can include vomiting, double vision, and dizziness. 4 patients who were Alaska Native were hospitalized and confirmed as botulism cases. Manitoluk was the only fatal case. The last death attributed to botulism before this year happened in 2014. The epidemiology office says aged beluga whale flipper was the source of the toxin. According to the Department of Health, all foodborne cases of botulism in Alaska from 1950 to 2017 occurred after the consumption of traditionally prepared Alaska Native foods. Thanks to Davis Heavy in Nome and Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau for those reports. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.